Yes, my name is Charles Blythe. I've called before in the past. It's been a long time. You have sent me information before, as well as I would like for you to send me the Christian cover-up, the prostitution Christian cover-up. You sent it to me once before, as well as Marks on the Sun, the Ten Commandments of Lucifer, and it was one more I had. All I can think of right now. I lent it to someone to let them take a look at it, and they kept it and they never returned it. I would like to get those books again in my possession if you have them available. At this time, I'm going to hold on to them. I'm not going to let them out to no one. They were important to me, and I was really upset with my friend, well, my so-called friend, and with them keeping the books. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Lord bless you, saints of God, Walter Burrow, all over the world. Few here and a few there. God bless the prophet. Come, Lord Jesus. It's a little while longer. World testifies to the truth, prophet. The whole counsel of God gave us. So thankful. Jesus is coming, saying, stand fast. Christ is not divided. Let there be no divisions among us. Jesus is coming. Brother Paul, Brother Carmen, Jaleesa, Sister Sarah, Sister Mel, a bunch of kids waiting on Jesus up here in Canada. We love you all. In Jesus' holy name, Maranatha.
God bless you. Brother Tuller, Peter from Switzerland. God bless you, brothers and sisters from the Overcomer Ministry. I'm still listening to the broadcast every day. I'm waiting here in my secret place for Jesus to come. And I'm listening to your broadcast. Please help me, help me, help me, help me, please. Please, say something. Please. Please, I'm so alone and lonely, and I need help. Please help me. God bless you. Maranatha.
Hello, Pastor Rice and all the saints. This is Brother Scott Thomas from Hallandale, California. I just felt like dropping in a line to say, waiting for Christ's return, and I'm upholding y'all's hands spiritually. Keep the faith up. I'm trying to keep mine up. I really need prayer is what I need, because inside I'm all mixed up and I'm paranoid and everything, worry what other people think of me. It's self-consciousness, but I don't think it's of God. I don't know what it is, but I'm with you, saint. That's all I want to say. Just pray for me. Scott Thomas, Hallandale, California. Love you all, and I'm not going to give up the faith and the hope. Maranatha.
God bless you. Thanks of the Most High God. Sister Candace calling in the Sabbath morning, thanking God for his goodness toward us, his mercy, his faith, and his perseverance in us. He promised to save us. He will. He promised to heal. He will. Oh, yes. A church built by God. God built. Tough. Prevailing. Always. Every valley, every mountaintop, he's there. Promise never to leave us or forsake us, y'all. Run on. Saints, be strengthened. Edify one another. Let's strengthen what remains. We got each other in the Lord. Whew. No barrier. We shouldn't let the enemy come between us at all. We got to fight and press through. We're overcomers. Gracefully overcome. Is that why the grace people came? Brother Rice, be encouraged. Stand strong. It's a fight, brother. But stand strong. God brought you too far. I hear the desperation. I hear the spirit. I feel that spirit there. God gonna correct it. He's working on us. He loves us. He's chastening us. We need it. To stand strong, saints. It's a child of our faith. His faith in us. And he's faithful. He gonna finish this work in us. So continue to run on and do it all. I love each and every one of you. God got us. Emmanuel. Run on. We'll be listening to Sabbath service. Bless you. Once again, run on.
Hello. This is Sister Danelle Carey, calling in. I've been listening a lot. I got such a blessing yesterday about the beloved. That was so beautiful, and I really received it. And today I had been planning to go to see one of my granddaughters in Dripping Springs, but didn't work out. I don't know when I'll ever get to go see her, if ever. Anyway, I found out one of my other granddaughters is pregnant, going to have a baby in May, and she's been separated from her husband, but apparently they're getting back together. I don't know if they're divorced or not. I'm sort of outside their loop. Anyway, I'm just calling to thank God for his mercy and his grace for us, which is so abounding. Just asking for prayer for myself and other family members who, whatever reason, they don't want to talk to me or whatever. But my daughter, she wants to talk to me, all right. She wants a lot of money, which has always been that way. And so anyway, the only one who is talking to me is sort of blessing me out. So I just wanted to call in and say thank you for the broadcast. I'm still listening and still willing to do God's will. And so God bless all of you there. Brother Rice, thank you. All the saints around the world that need prayer and praying for them. I know my problems are nothing compared to some peoples that are really, really having it. God bless y'all, and thank you. Praise God. Maranatha, Maranatha, please come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. I pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake, always. Maranatha. Bye now.
God bless you, saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota, listening in 5950, and that's doing good this morning. And I'll be with you for prayer hour in the Sabbath service. And I thank you for all your prayers for us, and I do ask your continued prayers. And I do thank the Lord that the broadcast is still on, and do pray for all the saints everywhere. And I just want to strengthen Pastor Rice, as I know he's in a difficult position, and just pray that he will be able to preach soon. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Good morning, Brother Spirit. Miss you. Louisiana down here. AM 600, we listen to you all the time. I keep you on all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Dale Dilworth, Salisbury, Maryland. I'm listening on 9980 WWCR, and we're hearing you good. We got a plus 20 over 9 signal. I'm interested in the book, Organized Christianity. Please send me a copy if you will. Yeah, you usually come in here 20 over 9. I've got a good signal on you on 9980 WWCR. Thank you all, and God bless you all the saints. I'm praying for you as you pray for me. Please pray for me. Thank you. Amen. Goodbye.
This is Junior Crummer, and I'm listening to you on 939.5 Middlesex, North Carolina. Zip code 27557. And I was calling to let you know that I will listen to you on that place. Thank you.
Hey, I hope that offer is still good. I know it's a recording. I just heard your offer of the Christianity, whatever it is, prostitution explained, something like that, the book. If you could send me one, it'd be a big help. I was on 7570 shortwave. Ken Freese, F-R-E-S-E. I should be probably on your mailing list. In Mountain Home, Arkansas, 1953. That book was Organized Christianity's Prostitution Cover-Up. I think that's the name of it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I sent you an offering a couple months ago, so hopefully that'll go for a little while. All righty. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Yes, I would like to get the book Organized Christianity. I listen to the station WNWI 1080 in Chicago. My name is Robert Sims. Thank you.
Hi, Brother Stan. This is Sal Sergi in Staten Island, New York City. And listening to you on a frequency of 7 megahertz. And I'm on the shortwave band. I heard your message. It was beautiful. And about the abomination of the book that you're going to send or whatever. You can't send it. Or I just want to say thank you for your book and your preaching. And praise the Lord. Brother Stan, God bless you. And may the Lord keep you. And I love you, brother. Take care.
My name is Steve Loper, Brandon, Mississippi, 39047. I listen to your broadcast on Miss 103, 102.9. Thanks. God bless.
This is Pastor Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R, at Yukon, Oklahoma, 73099. And I hear you on 10 megahertz at around 1400 hours Central Time in the USA. And I'd like to get your book about, something about organized Christianity and prostitution. I would like to read that. I've had some experience with prostitutes in my ministry, and I'm kind of at it from a unique perspective. So thank you for being there and having such an interesting message. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm calling. I'm listening to Shortwave 1 at frequency 8.0, I believe, and doing a radio check for Brother Stair, North Carolina, 28139, and that's Anne-Marie Chase. I'd like to get the Organized Christianity Prostitution Cover-Up book. And I've recently been listening for probably 2 weeks, and I'm very impressed. However, I do see on the website that Brother Stair passed, and I'm hoping that y'all would just keep continuing. Now, sometimes the frequencies between 8 and 10 on the shortwave one are overlaid, because Forest City is really close. Well, yeah, it's a mile. And they walk on you, but I see from the website there's others, and I haven't been able to find them just yet. So that would be helpful for you to know, I guess. Anyway, thank you for this. This is a radio check, and have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm calling to order your book. I'm listening to your broadcast. It is 10:42 p.m., and I want to get the book mailed to me that you broadcast on the radio on WAGG. Again, my name is Ms. Hurst. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Overcomer Ministry. This is Brother Dixon calling from California, calling you, listening on the Internet, and just wanted to check in and tell you that I love you guys out there, all the saints, and that I'm praying for you, and I'm just asking that you would say some prayers for me. I'm in a place where Satan is raging, and it's very, very challenging. It's very tough. So please pray for me, and I will be joining you tomorrow for the service, and I really have been enjoying the broadcast. It's been quite uplifting for me over here. So I just wanted to let you know also that I really appreciate you, Pastor Rice, coming over and preaching as well. God bless all of you. God bless and keep you. I'll be praying for you always. Maranatha.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Borges in College Park, Georgia. I'm calling in on the Sabbath day for prayer. The brothers and sisters pray for me. I always need prayer. I love y'all as my family. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless you, Pastor Rice, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Sharon Clay. I'm just calling in to say that I am praying with you all and for you all, and ask that you would remember Brother Charles and myself and our family in your prayers as well. I love you all in Christ Jesus. Maranatha.
Hi, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Tammy Mitchell from Canada. I want to tell my story that I've been through. I have been with my dad one day and we were doing some painting, and Dale Gessner was with us too at the time, our brother in there. And I was sitting with my dad, and these friends that he knew come over to where we were sitting that day. And me and Dad was just talking, and then all of a sudden I took a sip of water, and this thing popped into my throat, and it literally choked me and choked me and choked me. And I just, my dad didn't know what was happening, and I didn't know what was happening, but, and I knew he had a gazebo over by my friend's place. So I got up, and I just couldn't cope with it. Something was wrestling me and tearing me apart and down in my throat and choking me. And my mom didn't go that day, but she didn't go that day. It was just me and my dad. And, by me taking a drink of water, it happened somehow like that. And I just choked and choked and choked, and it literally wrestled me and wanted to just choke me that day, whatever it was, saints. And I don't know what it was. And it choked me and choked me until I couldn't just, all I had, the breath is, I ran into the gazebo, I held the gazebo, and I said, inside the door, and I said, in the name of Jesus, let me go. But I don't know where I got the breath or the strength to say it, but it let me go that day. Just literally let me go. Then after that, it's just been with me since that day. And I still say that I've been attacked by something. I don't know what it is. Brothers and sisters, I still don't know what it is today. And it attacks my throat, it attacks my nose. I spit it up in the back of my throat sometimes. It's a polyp. It's called a polyp. But it's a living thing in my body, but I still say it's of the devil itself. And, I'm asking prayer, and I'm pleading the blood. I come through a lot of it lately, but I still have a living in my body, sisters and brothers. And I'm pleading the blood that God's going to heal me. He's going to give me deliverance from this thing. And, I plead every day, and I ask Jesus to help me through it, and I know he will. And I stand strong on Almighty God. I know he's the healer, and I know he'll able to heal this out of my body. And I'm standing strong, and I pray that you will just be with me and keep me in prayer and help me not to choke up and gag through this, because I usually do. When it comes up to my throat, it cuts my windpipe right off. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will help me get through this. Keep praying for me, saints. Keep praying for me that Almighty God is going to give me deliverance. And also pray for my dad, quit smoking. He's battling it with the devil. I know he is, but only Jesus can help him through it. And keep praying for my family, my mom, my sisters, my brothers, and Dale Gessner. I pray for everybody, Lord, all the saints down there, keep in touch and keep with me. And I know I'm able to work every day. I get up and I feel good every day, but this thing's battling me. I've been battling it for a long time, but I know God's given me grace through it, and he's going to give me grace through the rest. And I know I'm standing strong, and he's going to deliver me in the name of Jesus. Sister Timmons from Canada, God bless you, Saint. Amen.
Hi, brothers and sisters of South Carolina, from Tammy Mitchell. Just pray for me that that a job will come up for me. I've been working in my bakery, but this time of the season, it's not going very good because there's no customers. And just pray for me. I used to clean offices up the road in domes. Just pray that something will come for me 2 days a week or 3 days a week. I pray for something to come to me financially to help me out to pay for some bills and stuff like that, and just to keep me working somewhere, Lord. And just pray for me, Sister Tammy Mitchell from Canada. God bless you. Maranatha. Amen.